For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's indications that the FBI won't need a whole week to complete its probe of sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Dianne Feinstein, ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, thinks a Friday confirmation vote is still too soon.
It's Tuesday, and we have to put all the facts together.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is staying firm on holding the vote as planned.
One thing for sure, the Senate will vote on Judge Kavanaugh here on this floor this week.
A former top FBI official who's been in contact with those involved in the inquiry at the Bureau says agents are talking to people at the core of the allegations and then expanding to corroborate the information they received. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with MyPillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size, you can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, you don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
You're going to get an emergency alert on your cell phone very soon. As USA's Chris Barnes reports, it's only a test.
The new National Wireless Emergency Alert System is going to be tested at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday afternoon. People will get a loud tone and vibration on their smartphones across the USA. The system being set up to send out a so-called presidential alert in the case of a national emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In what may be a positive sign for a denuclearization deal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will visit North Korea on Sunday and meet with Kim Jong-un. Spokesperson Heather Nauert.
Obviously, these conversations are going in the right direction, and we feel confident enough to hop on a plane to head there to continue the conversations.
This will be Pompeo's fourth trip to North Korea. President Trump said last week that he hopes to meet again with the North Korean leader soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new poll is asking whether young Americans are expected to do better or worse financially than their parents. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The poll finds about half of young Americans expect to be financially better off than their parents. The poll was conducted by the Associated Press and MTV, and it found that half of the 15 to 26-year-olds do think they'll eventually be better off than their parents in terms of household finances, while about 29% expect to do about as well, and 20% expect to be worse off than their folks. Parents were slightly more optimistic. 60% think their kids will do better than they did. Overall, only 12% of the parents said they felt their children might do worse. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Concerns over the global oil supply in advance of the U.S. trade sanctions on Iran have pushed the national average for gasoline up to $2.87 a gallon. With more on the story, here's Don Clements.
Dan McTague of GasBuddy.com tells us about that increase.
We've seen prices go up about 3 cents a gallon for the first time. That's a breakout in almost 12, 13 weeks. So we haven't seen prices move up. Really, they've sort of gone up or down by a penny a week. Sometimes just sort of remained relatively neutral. But at 287, that's a full three. If you look at some people, they'll even say 4 cents a gallon compared to this time last week.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.